Elena Poptodorova, Ambassador Elena Poptodorova. I've been engaged in work with ICD for many years now, ever since my time in the United States as Bulgaria's ambassador. I served two times there, a total of over 12 years, from 2002 through 2016. And all that time, I've also been engaged with ICD. Yeah. The roots are obvious. The roots have to do with ignorance, with manipulative information, with unfortunately easy use of that kind of moods for political ends. And I think it's a joint responsibility, of course, of the political leaders in the respective countries to be able not to yield to the temptation of using easy flows and easy public moods, but also it has to do, and this is probably the harder part, it has to do with the way generations have been raised and educated. And this is why I think that ICD is so important, because it's an organization which can easily go into that particular direction and try to work with national groups in more countries on the level of education and information. And I have to mention media. Being with the media now, I have to mention here the huge importance, critical importance of media and social media in particular, where oftentimes there is no accountability at all about what kind of ideas are being spread around. So that's a complex answer to your question. So it's both cultural, political, historic motives that bring about this unhappy situation. The solution, it's contained in the answer to the first question. Good faith, clear mind, clear intentions. You need dedicated people to go out and just begin the process, which is very long and very hard, but it has to start. Listen, Turkey is very special to Bulgarians too, not to mention that practically we somehow have Turkish cuisine, so very much in our households, in our houses, that it's considered to be Bulgarian, so many words back and forth. So Turkey is part of Bulgaria's history.
I have relatives, was born in Bulgaria.
You see? Yeah, it's such a close relationship. And this is probably why we've always been very conscious and careful of keeping good relations with Turkey. That has not changed. You know that in Bulgaria, as in other countries, there are unfortunately some radical parties, nationalistic parties. They like to call themselves patriotic parties. It sounds better. But even though that there have been attempts to somehow distance Bulgarian politics from Turkey, it never worked, regardless of governments. So that's going to be.